Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
Now, I'm looking forward to having a chat to this next gentleman, a real legend of world football. As we know, we're excited here. On May the 31st here at Optus Stadium, with ticket sales already looking around about 50,000 and maybe north of that, to see two heavyweights of Serie A in the Italian league, AC Milan, do battle with AS Roma. It should be a beauty. AC Milan, by the way, would be pretty unhappy because they finished second, even though I think there's still a few games to go in Serie A. But it's all been completed. The Scudetto, as they call it, the championship in Italy, has gone to their arch city rivals, the team that wears black and blue, Inter Milan. AC Milan, of course, wear the red and black. And the man that spent a number of seasons at the San Siro is Elko Kalac, of course, the former Socceroos goalkeeper as well. And he's a bit of an ambassador for this game that's coming up on May the 31st. It's not too far now. And of course, as it was released yesterday, before we welcome Zelko, $5. You can purchase tickets, $5, to be part of the training session, a special training session involving those two teams. And I believe tickets have gone like hotcakes this morning. So get on to Ticketmaster if you want to purchase those $5 tickets. Zelko, thanks for joining us on the program.
No problem. Good to be on the program with you.
Are you excited about AC coming down under? But they're only coming to the west coast of Australia.
Yeah, no, I think it's great. I tried many times to get them to come over to Australia when I was playing there. Had no joy, and when I retire, they decide they want to come and visit Australia. So it's fantastic. And I heard, what, $5 to go watch a training session? Mate, pay that $5, it'll be the best $5 spent.
Tell us about the magnitude of this club, Zelko, for those people that really, as we know, we have Australian rules football, we have rugby league, but we have the world game that's growing certainly in stature in this country. Tell us about the magnitude, firstly, of the club that you're involved with, and even AS Roma, who are coming to play here at Optus Stadium.
Well, the magnitude is pretty simple, mate. I think the budget was about 125 million euro a year. So that tells you how big they are. The supporter base is millions and millions around the world. And the club is built to do one thing, win football matches.
So what would it be like in Italy knowing that their arch rivals Inter Milan have already secured the championship or the Scudetto, with the season even now not even completed, and it's been a runaway Scudetto for their arch rivals?
Yeah, but it's a pretty, look, it's not a violent derby, the Milan derby between Inter and Milan, so there'll be a lot of mixed families there. There'll be bragging rights for the year now, I suppose, for the Interisti, who have won the championship. And Milan will just have to deal with it and prepare and go again next year. But, yeah, as I said, it's a pretty friendly derby, the Milan one.
Tell us about your first game for AC Milan. Was it against? Was it in the Champions League against Bayern Munich?
No, that wasn't my first game. No, my first game I played for Milan was in a cup match against Brescia.
Oh, okay. But you, not long after played in the Champions League, didn't you?
Yeah, I played the year we won it. I played half the matches in the Champions League. So it was that was a really good year for me at Milan. And look, it was a great 4 or 5 years at Milan. We won, you know, the Champions League. We won the World Club Championship against Boca Juniors. We won the Super Cup against Seville. So, like, it was a pretty fantastic time that I had there with a great group of players. Probably, you know, some of the world's best players ever to play football. And under the, for me, the best manager in the world, Carlo Ancelotti.
Yeah, who's still, of course, plying his trade at the moment in world football. Can I ask you, at one stage, I remember years ago, everyone talks now about the English Premier League being the best league in the world. There was a period, it may have been when Maradona went to Napoli, but around the 80s and 90s, where Serie A, the Italian league, was seemed to be the number one league on the planet. Is that correct?
Look, it's a strong league. I think just here in Australia, what we have is because, you know, we have all this vision of the British game, so we don't know any better. We're sort of balaclavaed by the British game. But, look, I was lucky enough to play in England, played on the continent, obviously, in Holland and in Italy. And I can tell you one thing. Tactically, there's no better country in the world than Italy. And if you see, even back in my time, the Italian teams would always go, you know, very deep in the major competitions like the Champions League, the UEFA Cup. They're back again. Like, obviously, they're back again because I see Roma's still in the UEFA Cup and Fiorentina still in the Conference League. So Atalanta knocked out Liverpool. So they're back, and it's a very, very difficult league. It's a real difficult place to go get results, but tactically so well aware. And the players to play in Italy are very, very good. Very, very good.
Fanaticism with a capital F is very much a part of Italy. They love their football. I remember going to Italy in 1990 when they hosted the World Cup, and I worked on that World Cup, and it was certainly a great experience for me. What would it have been like when they missed out in successive World Cups for a proud nation like Italy?
Yeah, they live, breathe, eat football. It's a daily ritual for them. And when they missed out, it was, you know, I think they were all looking at how they can resolve these problems. And look, we all go through our ups and downs, I think. And when you have a golden generation like Italy had as well, it took time to rebuild. Those players got older, and then the younger generation had to come through, and they probably didn't get prepared well enough for those tournaments, and they didn't qualify. And I think they've learnt their lesson now, as you can see, at club level, and I'm sure at international level, their national team's back, and I'm sure they'll do good things in all the major tournaments that they play in now.
Before we come back to AC Milan, let's have a look at Australian football. And you're part of that golden generation. I spoke to Stan Lazaridis the other night here on the Sports Day WA, my program. And, of course, Stan's just taken over the position of director of football at Perth Glory, trying to resurrect the fortunes of the Glory, who have hit an all-time low in the last couple of years. And I'm pretty sure that Stan will be able to bring the players required to move them up the ladder. But saying that, you're part of the golden generation of footballers, you know, the Vidukas, the Kules, the Schwartzes, and it went on. Lazaridis was part of that. Tell us about your time in the Socceroos, and particularly around 2006 when you went to Germany.
Yeah, for me, I always speak about that Socceroos team. It was very similar to what I experienced at Milan. It was a family. We'd been around for a long time. It was a family. We would go into battle for each other, would do anything we could to help each other. And we were so tightly knit that when we qualified that night in 2006, it was one of the best nights ever, like to celebrate it with friends and people that you call family, because, you know, we had some heartache in the past, but as they say, you get knocked down, but you got to get up and you got to be stronger. And to actually qualify with that team was fantastic. And, you know, we all hoped that that would change the face of Australian football and it would change our game, and our game would go forward in leaps and bounds. All these years later, here we are still in the same place.
Mm. And you've been involved in managerial roles in recent times. I think you're still involved as the coach at Sydney United. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yeah, I'm the head coach at Sydney United this year. Loving it. Look, I love the game. You know, like, I think the older generation, there's a big difference between new generation and the older generation. You know, we loved the game and we were lucky enough to make good money and out of the game that we loved. I think the new generation is a lot different to what we were. And I think that's playing a major part into why we're seeing the game where it is at the moment, because the new generation, the first thing they ask is how much I'm getting paid.
Yeah.
They don't think about the hard work and what's behind it all to get to the levels that a lot of the old Socceroos got to. So I think that's taken away a little bit from the game.
Zelko, I know you're very proud of your Croatian heritage, your parents, your grandparents, because, you know, every time you came back to Australia from stints, you know, in England, in the Netherlands, in Italy, you came back and played for Sydney United, which, of course, has the Croatian heritage. I think you may have had three stints there. So can I ask you about that experience going back to the 2006 World Cup? It was Australia's final first-round match. And Gus Hennick, in some ways, surprisingly selected yourself over Mark Schwarzer to play for the Socceroos against Croatia. What did that feel like for you?
Yeah, it was fantastic to finally get the opportunity to play in the World Cup. It just happened to be against Croatia, which was quite a funny thing as well. Knowing both national anthems off by heart was a strange one for any player, I would say. But, you know, at the end of the day, I chose to play for Australia because Australia gave me the opportunity throughout my career. And, you know, I'm a proud Australian. Obviously, I love Croatia as well. But, you know, Australia for me always comes first in regards to that jersey.
Do you remember the feeling that you had between goals? Because it was such a pivotal match for both nations to try and get out of the group stage and go into the round of 16.
Yeah, but you know what? Games, I always say games all changing moments. And, you know, when you play at the highest level, like a lot of us boys did, you don't go throughout your career without making mistakes. What you have to learn about making those mistakes is to actually forget about them straight away and make sure you don't make another one. And that was, you know, that was part and parcel of the job, especially as a goalkeeper. You're the last line of defence. So any mistake is always critical and crucial. So, you know, once I made the mistake, it was done and dusted. Concentrate that I didn't make another one and hope that we would score, and which we did, and we went through. And that was a very satisfying day as well, I think, for the country and for that group of players.
Nicknamed Spider, I believe, because of your height, which is certainly a great attribute when you are a goalkeeper, and you're an outstanding one at that. You love the game, as you mentioned during the interview. You've been involved with it as a player and as a manager and involved in academies all your life. You just love being involved with the game. For those people that are coming to Optus Stadium on May the 31st to see AC Milan take on AS Roma, what are they in for?
Look, The first thing is, I heard Ticketmaster's selling for trainings. First thing I'd be doing is actually going to watch a training session so you can actually be in awe to watch the quality of player that you're about to watch. Because let me tell you, in Italy, the supporters of Milan, they didn't get the opportunity to see these great players train every day. We have this opportunity, and it really is a special opportunity here in Australia to be able to go watch an open session of some of the best players in the world playing for two of the, you know, best teams in Italy, and you'll actually be in awe to see the quality of individual player that these teams have.
And Zelko, no doubt you'll be here in Perth on May the 31st.
Wouldn't miss it for the world.
Good on you, mate. Well, make sure our stadium or our studio is actually at the stadium, SENWA. So if you're floating past, I might grab you by the shoulder and pull you in, mate. It'd be great to have a chat to you when you're here.
No problem. Sounds good.
Good on you, Zelko. Thanks for your time.
No problem. Enjoy. See you soon.
Okay. Zelko Kalats joining us there, the former Socceroos and also AC Milan goalkeeper, giving us an insight into what's going to be a huge night here on May the 31st. That brought to you by the groundbreaking all-electric Kia EV9, the 2024 Drive Car of the Year. Find out more at kia.com.au. More of Sports Day WA after the break.
The groundbreaking all-electric Kia EV9, the 2024 Drive Car of the Year. Find out more at kia.com.au. And Toolmart, the complete tool centre, serving WA for over 40 years.
This is Sports Day.